All right, guys, this is the JK Show. Justin and Kevin, I'm going to keep this. I'm just going to keep rolling with it.
So far, this is great.
We wanted to put our plugs at the beginning of the show so we don't forget. You can always email the show, podcast@justincomedy.com, or you can call us at 408-228-4911.
Or cat4911.
There's a new one already? Yeah. All right. My shows, I got June 4th, I'm at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. June 18th, I'm at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club in Ventura, California. June 25th through the 28th, I'm at Pepper Bellies with Darren Carter in Fairfield, California. And I'm just going to throw this one in. July 1st through July 5th, I'm at the Ontario Improv featuring with Darren Carter as well in Ontario, California.
Sweet. If you want to hang out with me, I'm going to see Star Trek at the Arclight on June 3rd, Wednesday night at 8:30 in the Dome. You can go to ArclightCinemas.com.
Yo, 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 everybody listen to the JK Show. It's very funny, I guarantee. You're gonna laugh until you pee. There's Justin Worsham and Kevin Miller. These guys are bona fide lady killers. But the good kind of lady killers, not the kind that actually kill ladies. It's the JK Show.
And now it gets real. By the sound of Europe, it must be Lubala time.
Too long, as we were just talking about. Too long.
Too long.
Is my personal theme song?
It is.
No one gets this but you.
Nobody. Nobody.
Don't you fade that out.
I thought everybody
I'm not. I'm listening. Hold on.
I want that to play the whole way through. And then loop.
I'm on the source. There we go. I'm on the source, so my headphones are controlled by the source. So I felt like we were too quiet, Europe was a little too loud.
The whole country.
Europe
or just the
is
band?
Never a little too loud.
Welcome to the show. This is Justin Worsham's comedy podcast. Yeah,
that's the name we settled on last
minute. That's it. Yeah, just now. We went back to the original name.
This should work. No, I didn't do it. It's all right. We could just do it now. It doesn't matter.
My name's Kevin Miller. I don't know what Justin's doing. What are you doing?
It's what he's not doing.
Talking to us. Those of you, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, usually every episode starts with Justin fiddling with the knobs and pushing the buttons. And then he got this new toy, and so the time that it takes him to dial in has continued to increase.
There we go. Now I fixed it.
Yay!
Now what we can do is I made a stop all button.
Oh, good.
So I could play like this. I could go and stop it all in an instant.
Wow.
Why didn't that one? Oh, it's because I don't have...
Stop. I'm impressed.
I didn't put a stop on the applause.
Yay.
So much for stop.
Only
balls.
You, Miller. But here's, I do it's have true. Surprises.
Oh, yeah?
I do have surprises.
We have prizes?
Not prize. Oh, I do have a prize, actually. Woo-hoo! I do have a prize. I'll have to grab it.
Is it raw cookie dough bites? Because everybody here loves my raw cookie dough bites.
Yeah, Kevin brought raw cookie dough bites from the movie theater.
And my aunt sent them to me because she loves me.
Oh, well, that was nice of your aunt. And so then Natalie was like, oh, these sound good. And then she tastes them. She's like, yeah, I don't like them.
That's not
what Kevin
sad.
Goes, well, you're welcome.
I would have gone with the wah-wah. Really.
I was thinking wah-wah, too.
Yeah.
Aww.
All right.
Yeah.
Raw cookie dough bites. But here's what I have. Here's the thing. I need to open this because we might have a caller.
Is it another sound effects?
No.
There aren't enough wacky sound effects yet.
I did some work. I have a day of working on the podcast now. And that's not a sound I did. That's Skype firing up.
Skype.
But I did some work, and I was going to surprise you, but it came up naturally because we started talking about the thing. But look at what I found.
Do we
touch
look?
The Muppet Baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Instant access. And anytime we can.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
Whenever we so desire.
Is that T for touch the Muppet Baby?
No, that's Y. Because T.
It's Teresa.
And then
touch the Muppet Baby.
And then I also added
awesome.
Just for my own personal enjoyment because I don't think it was the show with you, Teresa, where we had fun with the dictionary.com voice.
No, that was with Natalie.
But I made this with using the dictionary.com voice.
I regret everything.
Nice.
And then I found...
I regret everything.
Only I have to cut it off there because we all started laughing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think that's good, right?
I regret everything. I'll just finish it. Every
well,
time.
I can make it longer. I have the whole thing in there, but I was trying
to. Is that Teresa going,
I think so.
Yeah, she's going, touch it.
Touch it. Touch the Muppet Baby.
I regret everything. I regret everything. You don't even need us anymore. You just hit those buttons
right?
over and over.
That's my next news.
I was just thinking I want to do a best of clip show so we can take a night off one week and just
play. Right.
But I thought...
Guess who has to put that together?
Yeah, I was going
to
say the amount of time it would take to edit, it would be far more than the hour and a half it takes us.
We could talk about a best of show. Well, here's what I was thinking is that at the end of this year, we could... Because around the holidays and stuff like that, I mean, I'm sure we'll plan ahead or something that. But maybe we do an end of the year favorite moments thus far. Because we do have... At first, I was thinking, well, why would you do a best of on it? Because here's the thing. I listen to podcasts a lot. When they do a best of, it pisses me off because I'm like, I've heard these.
Yeah.
There are, like, Adam Carolla has podcasts that aren't on iTunes. So he went back and found some and did best of with that, which I enjoyed. But I was, every time, it's like, well, just.
The clip shows are lame, yeah.
Yeah, so, but here's the thing. On our
Growing
show.
Growing Pains finale was a clip show.
Really?
How did you
I didn't
do
know that?
Yeah, I remember it being like, it's a clip show, Growing Pains.
You guys, I work in clip shows, so they're really cool.
Oh, really? No, yes. You don't.
No.
Yeah.
That's different.
I thought you did shows like Animal Planet or something like that.
But that's a different kind of clip show.
You do the shows like When Animals Attack?
Yeah.
That's a different
That's
kind
not
of clip
our show.
Show
Don't watch that one. Because that one sucks.
That's on
ass.
Fox.
She does
but
When Tornadoes Attack.
And yes.
On Animal Planet?
On Animal Planet. When Tornadoes
is it
Attack
because
Animals.
I was going to say tornadoes use animals to attack.
Like, cow!
Well, wait, do you have footage of that?
There's some footage. But that's a different type of clip show. That's not like Growing Pains where they're showing you pieces of other episodes that you're not watching now. Those are assembling different people's video cameras and stuff.
Yeah, but they're they're clips that have been shown on other shows.
Oh, yeah.
So like people see, I've seen this before. But it's so much better on this show, Untamed and Uncut, on Animal Planet. It's a really good one. They should order a third season. Bam.
Now, we won't release your name so no one knows who you really are, but do you really stand by the show? Do you think the show is good?
Actually, I can't watch the show. It's a really good show, and I think it's one of the highest rated shows on their network.
It's like third.
But I can't watch it because it's just kind of
gruesome.
Well, it's sad because the animals are so innocent and... You know,
they get
usually
the
they get put into situations.
This is
by,
you,
like,
you do a show like Faces
error.
Of Death with animals.
Yes,
really?
You didn't know this?
Well, no, like
you've never been to her place. I took the tour.
Well, here's the thing. Well, last time, second to last, the first, whenever she was on,
what number? I'm very confused. Yeah. Where are we?
Teresa is the only guest that we've had on so many times or whatever.
Woo,
but
woo, woo, what?
Yeah, this is right.
Oh, I thought she was trying to do it. Kevin reached over to the laptop and pushed a button, but it didn't do anything.
Didn't play.
And I thought Kevin was... I did move some of these around on you.
But it was supposed to be Touch the Muppet Baby.
Oh, why isn't it playing?
Just
I'm sorry. That's
Touch the Muppet Baby.
I opened
you.
Skype.
Good job.
There we go.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
That was really good.
We have multiple voicemails, and I don't know, but I do know that we do have a caller planning in because I think they know that Teresa is going to be on.
I think it's the same one.
Maybe we'll play This Is Your Life.
Ooh.
Which, speaking of, hold on. I think I interrupted. Here's the thing. I didn't your shows because you don't listen to this podcast.
That's
why.
Even though you're the most often guest, except for Natalie, of course. She probably...
Here's the thing. Teresa's invited. Natalie. See,
that belongs on the best of.
Natalie crowbars herself. And nobody... the other thing I realized, I was listening to some older episodes, is that even right now, they can't hear you when I'm talking, bitch.
They can't hear you when you're away.
They can't if they're on headphones. Because heard her in the background. Yeah, and I'm like, well, that's kind of funny.
Joseph Barkley was telling me, he said we should get a compressor.
Joseph Barkley.
Every time I say his name, you're like, who is this person?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Joseph Barkley works with me at the church.
Oh,
he's a sound guy.
Is he a bald black guy from Alabama?
He's white, but bald and black. You're welcome.
You see, Kevin.
The thing is that
that's
you,
like he's really here. That's really creepy.
That's my Charles
that
Barkley.
That is a dead on Joseph Barkley.
I think he's like a love child of Charles Barkley.
It might be true. His middle name's King, so it's like Rodney King Barkley, right?
That's a lot of love fathers. Love fathers?
Files?
Is that what they call fathers of love children or love fathers?
My point was this. He suggested that we get a compressor.
A compressor?
Because he said it would help boost things so that everything kind of stayed normalized. So I was going to talk to
him. Do we have ups and downs in our podcast?
Yeah.
I thought the audio was good.
No, he just says that he has to ride the levels sometimes in between stuff. He said it also helped boost Natalie. If she's real quiet off in the background, you would be able to hear her. And I said, well, then
we're not interested.
That's exactly what I said.
We like Natalie's level just where it is, Mr. Barkley. I don't care how many NBA championships you've lost or won. Not familiar with your career.
But Rodney King, that's important. I mean, Martin Luther King.
Well,
that's
here's the thing, because this is good. If people, I was thinking about this today on my walk. If I listen to the podcast.
Our podcast?
After we do it, I'll even take Teresa's on a walk episode? And everything. And I listen to, sometimes I don't listen to it all the time, like through the whole thing, but I listen to it for that reason. Yeah. I'm like, I want to get a feel for the audio quality and everything. If there are issues with this show, audio quality, content-wise, whatever, please send us an email, because this first year is your chance as a listener, this first year. But I feel like this first year is our trial and error. We'll tweak and everything. Yeah. And then after that is where I'll become a bigger asshole, and I will solidify in, and I will say, this is what we do.
Joseph Bears, who you know.
May the force be with you.
Wow, you are ready. You almost drooled on yourself.
I did drool on myself.
He agreed that we should change the name. He said that it makes sense for us to change the name.
Oh, good. Wow. How is it that you're getting information about this?
And I talk to him. I call him. We're buddies.
Whoa.
Yeah. May the force be with you.
Teresa, I'm glad you're here on this podcast.
Yeah.
You're being really quiet tonight. Usually you don't let us take things over.
I don't know Joseph Mr. Barkley. Bears or Mr. Barkley.
May the force be with you.
But I do know he likes Star Wars.
No, he was making fun of me. I have that too, but as an instant access thing. But I recorded it, and so we could keep his voicemail. Is that he called in pretending to be a guy who I had ordered from a website, Star Wars stuff and all that stuff. And
you didn't order the guy from the website. You ordered Star Wars stuff.
I mean, is that worth playing again? Do you think? Or no.
Yeah, that's a clip show. Speaking of clip shows, what are your clip shows, Teresa?
Well,
touch the Muppet Baby.
That one. That's the number one. Really good one. No, we on
what's number two?
Animal Planet, the Untamed and Uncut. It's just animals.
It's just, I thought you had two shows you were working on. Because weren't the one with tornadoes? I saw tornadoes.
There was a special, Tornado Rampage. There was a Rampage series on Discovery, which is done for now. And then another show on Discovery Science, Against the Elements. But they're all, Against the Elements was like a weather clip show.
Exciting moments in Weather Channel history.
Yeah, I like watching the Weather Channel. Do you have anything to do with that? Or
nothing on the Weather Channel currently.
Okay.
They don't have a lot of content except for people just reading numbers.
The weather?
Yeah.
Well, I could do that.
I saw a special on what would happen if, like, there was a big tsunami, like a big earthquake. Did you guys do that
one? We did not do that.
That was when Mars attacks.
That was good. That was a good one.
Was it? I saw, like, if when the...
Yeah.
All the people die.
And how long it would take the Earth to take over.
Yeah.
Not that one, but that one was good, too. Did you guys do that one?
No.
That's a lot of CGI.
No.
Did you do the one where they did a fictitious expedition of another planet, where they went there and found life forms?
Event Horizon?
No, that was a movie, in quotes.
What about that one where the robots were living under the city, and then they just woke up? And they were chasing Tom Cruise. Did you guys do that documentary thing?
No.
And for some
they
reason, he
robots.
Was, he was
they
vacationing were, in, was, with Dakota Fanning
in New York.
Yeah,
he was a bad stepdad
that was,
or bad
that,
father.
Guys,
yeah.
That was a movie.
Well, you can't be a father to Dakota Fanning.
It was a clip
Fanning.
Show.
Mr. Fanning is the father.
No,
Dakota.
I'm pretty sure that was a movie, guys.
No, it's a clip show. It's a clip
what
show.
What about that one with that guy from Planet of the Apes, where he was like a science
goes to the
teacher
Planet
or something?
Because
he stopped being an astronaut and decided to just teach science, like biology, and like bees started dying. What did
was
you
that,
guys?
Wait, was that the one with Marky Mark?
Yeah. The rapper turned astronaut, who then is a science teacher. I don't know what he's doing
Clone
now. That guy
Wars?
Changes jobs all the time.
Yeah, we did that one.
That one you got?
Yeah,
oh, that
was
good.
Ours. That, was,
that was good when you guys did that.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I enjoyed that one.
It was
one.
All right.
Yeah, I really like The Matrix. It's good.
Did they do that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was in
their clip show.
Ricky Gervais's other show, The Extras. Do you ever watch that show? Oh, so funny when she's talking to Lawrence Fishburne, telling him, "Oh, you were so great in The Matrix." I wasn't in The Matrix.
No, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, was it the other way around?
Yeah, you did what Fishburne, he did. Yeah.
she was talking to Sam Jackson and said that it was Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, said that you were great in The Matrix. He goes, "I wasn't in that movie." She goes, "Oh, yeah, you were the guy."
Got it.
No, but and they don't even look anything like.
They're just black guys. That's so funny.
Oh, that was a great show. When's he going to have another show?
He doesn't need another show.
Or when is Steve Carell going to do an American version of Extras? That's what I would like to see.
I think that'll be the spinoff of The Office that they'll do after in 5 years. And Steve Carell will continue to play Michael Scott.
That'd be great.
Who moves
in
to Hollywood and tries to
great.
Make it. Actually, write that pitch down. That's the spinoff.
My favorite part of that extra show is when he would like try to lean into frame and stuff. Like, so that was funny. My favorite running gag of the whole thing. Just seeing him like crooked. And when they would call him fat and ugly, it was hilarious.
That's a funny show.
Good times.
Touch that Muppet baby.
Touch the Muppet baby.
Can we hear some voicemails?
Yes, we have.
Is that you?
That came in, but I don't know if they're anything.
Hi, Kevin and Justin. This is Christian. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. My question for you is, how often do you find yourself needing to drink water while you're on your show?
He always asks the best
questions.
Sometimes
I wonder, wow, they must go through gallons of water. So if you could answer that question, Batman, I would really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Batman?
Bye.
Oh, he's the Riddler. I can get questions.
When did he leave that voicemail?
Today. Because I talked to him today.
Minutes ago.
That. Yeah.
Let's see. Show history. Let's see.
You know, we're playing Ghostbusters, the video
7:27 p.m.
Recently.
Yeah.
And, isn't he like Harold Ramis? When I play
Harold Ramis, said, I was thinking that today.
The more I play the game, I'm like, oh, it's like
every time
I
I wish they would do like a Ghostbusters growing up where he could play Harold Ramis.
Yes. I was thinking we could cast him.
Has he ever been Egon for?
How? I hope
he kind of
looks a little
great.
Bit
he looks like
him, too, huh?
He could play.
He does.
What
the
if
glasses,
Christian is Harold Ramis' love child?
Oh, he's not black, though.
True. Only black people have love children. What button are you looking for?
Touch the button.
I'm
just going to touch you instead. Never
mind. I'm on Skype and I'm doing Skype.
Touch the Muppet baby.
Can't do it. So let's answer Christian's question.
Okay, yeah, how often?
I would venture that I go through either A, a cup of coffee, B, a 12-ounce can of vanilla Coke Zero, or C, a glass of water per show. So I would say roughly 8 to 12 ounces of fluid is what I intake.
Do we have to? Oh, I thought that was a multiple choice. The crazy lady's back. Your crazy neighbor's outside moving around in your garage. Why is she in your garage?
She's not. That garage is just open. Our garage always stays open. But.
Oh, okay. That's what got me. I'm like, who's messing with you?
She's a little weird looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has, I think she only has one boobie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to take
she
a picture, but you said that. Now I don't want to put it up online.
Why?
That's
well, she's not. They're not exposed right now. That's the only part that is illegal. So how much fluid do you take in?
I think I drink a full glass of water throughout the course of the podcast. Because last week, was it that I said something and everybody, while I was telling a story, everybody at the table decided to drink at the exact same time. It's when we were having wine. And I was like, I better keep talking because everybody's got stuff in their face. And it was like you all took a cue to drink and not interact.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a radio thing or what, but I try to do that. Like Kevin's trying to chug his water right now while we're talking. I thought Christian was being a smartass and that maybe he could hear us drinking through the microphones.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Let's call his podcast and ask him that question. He ain't got one! Whoa!
Face.
We have another voicemail.
Hi, this is Christian. This is my second time calling. I'm a long-time listener. My question is for your guest today. I would like to know, how tall is your guest?
Thank you. Is that question for the guest or about the guest?
No, for the guest.
So, Teresa, how tall is your guest?
This is actually a very relevant question in my life right now.
Because your boyfriend is so tall?
Well, he is very tall.
He's tall.
However, yes.
He's a good foot taller than you.
He is. He is very tall.
Is he dreamy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty good looking guy.
You, how come I've never met this guy?
You don't go anywhere. You stay here in this house with his baby.
That's true.
Why don't you bring your man to me? Why hasn't he come by?
Yeah, why haven't we had him on the podcast?
Why hasn't he come by?
Why doesn't he call in?
Yeah, why haven't you guys had him on the podcast?
Because totally you know what's great is we could totally talk to him about anything because she won't hear it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I would be here.
No, you
knew?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Kevin knows who this guy is.
Totally.
You find him on a Facebook or a space of his.
Yeah.
Twitter his ass.
Yeah, I know he's comfortable.
And then Twitter him too.
Whoa.
Hey-o! Mayo! Too soon. Moment of silence.
Oh, I don't hit that. I'm not good at moments, son.
It's not.
May the force be with you.
Thank you.
Ed McMahon.
Yeah, I love Ed McMahon. That guy made. He passed away.
I know. I saw.
You saw it?
She did a clip show about it.
We did. Instantly.
The death of Ed McMahon.
But unfortunately, it's only all of his pets.
Oh.
It's all of the things that happened to his pets.
Oh.
It's for Animal Planet.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah. That's what she does.
Okay.
So, how tall
can
are
I
you?
Can I get back to my question?
Wow. So when's your boyfriend coming on the podcast? Because we need to talk about that attitude of yours.
I'm 5'7", however...
You're short.
Whoa. Well, I touched the Muppet Baby. Touch it. I'm 5'7", however, I went to the doctor yesterday and
the doctor said
was measured.
No more 5'7"s jumping on the bed.
She said that I am 5'6". And I was like, what? I've never been 5'6". And she said, well, sometimes, you know, people shrink. I may very well be shrinking. That's what I'm saying.
You know, are you sure when you were measured at 5'7", you didn't have shoes on?
Or you
something?
Didn't exaggerate because I thought I was 5'9", and then turns out
I've measured 5'7".
But that was big hair years. Maybe you had the big Chicano, like Latino chick gangster bangs.
Totally a cholo.
My hair is too thin.
What is it? Where you get up against the wall and you hairspray them? Isn't that how they do it?
I can't. Look, you guys, I'm shrinking, okay? 5'6"? I've never been 5'6" ever.
I'm sure you've been 5'6".
No, I jumped straight from like 5'2" to 5'7".
That's
instantly.
Not maybe you could possible.
Maybe
you can't
I'm
get
sure
there without going.
Try like a volumizer or something in your hair to add some volume.
I'm actually a little worried, but then part of me thinks that she was just wrong.
Were you slouching?
I don't. Maybe she said that.
Well, let's measure you. Do you have a measuring tape?
Do we have a measuring tape,
Natalie? Do we have a measuring tape?
You got time. You can find
it. Yeah, we got, an hour?
Yeah.
I think the doctor was wrong.
Well, we're going to find out.
Okay. So, 5'7".
We'll take a poll. Call in right now, 408-228-4911. It only made me laugh for them to call in live. Sorry about that, folks.
Caddix.
Everybody here. In
11.
The, maybe it's because we have all this new technology. Yeah. You guys looked at me like I was bat nuts crazy right now.
Yeah, it's true. I did.
Oh, okay. We have another voicemail now that we've answered that question. I like this.
From.
I like everybody should. We should get Michael Burke to ask us questions when he's high as hell. Imagine what his crazy doped out mind
How
would
come
think of.
You're drinking water?
Hey, Kevin and Justin. This is Christian. I'm a third-time caller, long-time listener. My question really is for Kevin today.
Oh.
I would like to know what his favorite team is. Is it the Browns or the Chargers? Thank you.
Is that an inside joke or just a question?
That's well played. Well played, Christian.
Yay.
All right, there are two stories that deal with...
May the force be with you.
Each of those. One was when we were going to come and see you, Teresa, back when Christian and I were still working up in the Bay Area at the place that hangs with trees. And so I was going to look into a Raiders versus Chargers game. And Christian was in the next office over, and I was listening to Ticketmaster, and you know they're talking to you forever. Say the name of this and that. And I'm punching numbers. And it says, say the name of the team you want to hear see play. And I just say, into the silence, all he hears me say is, Chargers. So he pokes his head out of the office like, what are you? Chargers.
You have to tell this thing to do?
You're on the voice.
You're on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Talking to your machine.
So you're getting tickets for now I'm with you. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, exactly. But I, for some reason,
I've told that
I didn't
here.
Say
I know
any
I've told
of
that. Because when I do that, all I do is I go, fucking representative. Fucking dipshit cocksuck representative. That's what I do.
Please hold transferring you now.
And I've noticed that there are some.
Welcome to the counseling center for anger management. management.
There are some that if you just go, motherfucker, they go, I understand you want to talk to a representative.
But I need to know your security code.
Cocksuck. Okay, I'll transfer you.
Transferring you now.
Oh, that, I love that. Yeah, that's hilarious.
I wonder if it comes.
So who are you a fan of, the Browns or the Chargers?
Well, the other one, the Browns is a joke, and I'm trying to remember how it went, but the punchline was taking the Browns to the Super Bowl was a euphemism for going to the bathroom. So,
what?
Yeah, you never heard that?
No.
Okay, so what happened, the story is that I was away from my desk, but Christian thought I was in the bathroom because he could hear the fan on it. Somebody had left it on, so he wrote on a post-it note, taking the Browns to the Super Bowl, and slid it under the door.
Nobody was in there.
But no one was in there, so there was no reaction. And he started to go back into his office and thought maybe he'd offended me because he bothered me. And I come around, I talk to him, he's like, hey, sorry about the note. I'm like, what? I made working there so much fun.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Those are great.
I just imagine it. Maybe it's funny. Imagine Egon.
Yeah.
Sitting outside a bathroom in an office going, oh, did I upset him? I can't hear Egon. Did I upset him?
You touch that Muppet,
Kermit,
baby.
Kermit the Frog.
Hit the wrong button.
Touch the Muppet, baby.
Yes. I really want this to sound like it's you talking live, but I don't think it quite sounds like that.
Christian sent me a text message, and he says,
I called and left a couple messages. I also probably call a little later.
So we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, because he sent me a text message saying what time would be good to call into the show. I said 7:30. Between 7:30 and 8. His last voicemail was at 7:29 because he wanted to make sure
that these got on there before
that we were getting. I think he wanted to make sure he could leave those voicemails.
Right.
And then he's going to call in.
I chatted with him today, and I was like, you should call in and talk. He's like, what would I say? I said, just ask questions. Yeah. And he knew what that meant, clearly.
Man, he takes direction well.
He does. He's like, I know what a question is.
Some questions.
We'll ask him.
I'm going to ask away.
He was so serious about finding my hideout.
Yeah, I want to know how. Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
Did he know you were having this?
Teresa thought she said hideout, which I want to know where it is now.
Are we talking about real estate again?
We really can't disclose that information. So.
Really? You're telling me. I just want to make sure. So all of our listeners, that's what I do on this show. I clarify for the listeners. You're telling.
She's playing with that toy.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I heard a children's singing.
Sorry, I was playing with this toy.
Oh, hey-o.
Whoa.
Touch it.
You're telling me that you cannot give the location out of a hideout.
Yes.
Do you have a hideout?
Yes.
What do you have in your hideout?
Nothing.
By hideout, is that a euphemism for your vagina?
Knew we were going there.
Whoa. No. I obviously have stuff in my vagina.
See? Best stuff right there. she definitely had everybody on that one.
Right? Bringing it. That's why we got to have her on more often.
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Nobody. I don't even think Teresa did. She's got to hydrate.
She's drinking, Christian. She's drinking. She's had almost all of her 2 liters of water.
Maybe that would
that
be fun.
That is 2 liters.
Should we do that for the rest of... We could do that for the rest of this episode. What's is that? That we turn the rest of this episode into a drinking game. And that even if somebody's in the middle of talking, we just go drink... Like, if one of us is taking a drink, you know what I mean?
He's not drinking, I like. He's talking.
And then whenever we drink, you drink, too. So like,
but we're just drinking water, though.
Yeah, but we can't get drunk again because I don't.
Why don't we get drunk when I come on? You guys never drink.
We had wine because other good guests bring wine.
Whoa!
I said other good guests.
Whoa!
I said other good guests.
Like I will bring.
Like you're a good guest, and there are other good guests.
Some Natty Light.
And there are better.
Some
guests.
Natty Light. What is Natty Light?
Natty Light.
Never heard of it.
Cheap beer.
I don't want you to bring your cheap beer.
Yeah, I don't want cheap beer.
From your clip show rap parties.
Next time I come on, if there's ever a next time, we'll make margaritas.
Oh, big fan of margaritas now.
Who's on
big
next
fan
week?
Of Teresa.
Next week is Jenny Tabor.
So, Teresa.
We can't bump Jenny Tate before Teresa. We book Teresa will be back once a month. That's what we decided.
What will Jenny Tabor bring?
Every 3 weeks. I don't know. Herself. I don't want this to get out that we expect the listeners.
That doesn't, you can say whatever. Why don't we tell the listeners and the guests what to bring? Because none of them listen. The guests do not listen to the podcast. The few exceptions. Oh, how many episodes have you listened to? Have you even listened to the ones you were on?
No.
I was just going to say, I've got some cough syrup with codeine in my purse. We could take shots of that.
Ooh. Can we mix it with some vodka?
Vodka? We could.
Everybody knows codeine.
I don't have vodka. I have a bottle of wine.
We play a song. I'll run to the store.
Make some sangria out of cough syrup.
Sweet.
That is some grandma action right there.
That's some white trashness. If you know
is that
how to,
real? Is that
you know how to make sangria out of cough syrup?
It's like, you know,
you just add
like
Sprite
a MacGyver of bartending.
We're out of sangria. Just pour in some NyQuil.
On The Simpsons, the Moe's. Flamin' Moe's.
Flamin' Moe's. No, that was the theme song. Anybody? Or that might be Stand By Me. I can't remember. Take me on.
Stand by me.
No, what was the Flaming Moe's song? Goes Flaming Moe's. Google that stuff. Find
what?
That on there.
That
find that on
true.
YouTube.
I'm supposed to Google Flaming Moe's?
Yeah, no, YouTube Flaming Moe's theme song, because it's a parody of Cheers, and all the stuff is like it's in the Cheers stained glass window style.
Yeah,
but there are weird things. They do. It starts with flame. I wish my brother was on this podcast. He would be able to recite it. That and give you all the weaponry of a B-221X bomber.
What?
I don't know. He talks and I'm like, blah, blah, army, blah, 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 niece, blah, blah. Oh.
When the weight of the world has got you down and you want to end your life, bills to pay, a dead-end job, and problems with the wife, but don't throw in the towel, cause there's a place right down the block.
I wonder where it is.
Where you can drink your misery away.
Here it comes.
Flames on the flaming moans. On go to flaming moans. For you like a moan. Happiness is just a flaming moan. It's just a flaming
moment. You know, 15 years ago, that was
I
comedy gold.
I regret everything.
Nowadays, it's just old.
When it first came out, it was comedy.
The comedy, now.
That's why they put it on that comedy show.
Yeah.
Now it's old.
Now it's on that old clip show. When Simpsons is referenced.
Family Guy?
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Crap. I just
bringing
lost
it.
Our recorder. Where'd it go?
Are we not recording?
Hold on. Stop everything. Yeah, we're recording because I hear it, but this thing just fell off of the thing when I was moving my thing.
Check to make sure we're recording because I don't want to say anything clever. It's not recording.
Trust me, whether it's on or off, we don't have to worry about that. You're dead weight.
Oh. Dr. Warsham.
I regret everything.
So loud. Teresa, why are you so quiet today? Are you tired?
I don't think I'm quiet.
Are you on the rag?
No. I've already had my ladies' days, sir.
Really? You got them all out of the way? You're in menopause now?
Yeah, she traded him in.
You. So when you were born, you chose, or when you entered into your adolescence, as they say, you chose like the lottery. You chose it in one lump sum.
Yes.
Instead of
I had it for 6 years straight.
Oh gosh. Very fertile. Could not get near a boy.
You must have had to eat a lot of cookies.
Released it all.
Why would you eat a lot of cookies?
Because when you go to give blood, they always give you cookies.
Oh, nice.
So I figured that cookies have some kind of plasma.
Is that true? When you're on your period, does it help to eat cookies and drink plasma?
I do drink plasma. That's true. And I need to eat a lot of red meat because I lose a lot of iron.
Ostrich or lamb? What do you have there?
Just steak.
Like Angus, buffalo steak or
Angus beef.
Beef steak. Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good stuff. I actually had my, I don't know what kind of show this is, but I don't really listen to it. So,
I like
but I had
one.
My ladies.
It's that
day's
kind of show.
Doctor.
It's the kind of show you don't listen to.
Yeah.
Well,
you just, so you just show up and talk
about the
drinking,
kind of
drinking,
that you
drinking,
would not
drinking,
want to hear
drinking.
About. Oh, I've had like three drinks. I forgot the game I made up. Kevin, that's not part of the game.
I finished sure. all my water, so I'm out.
Do you want more water?
Maybe.
Okay. Natalie! You're right. She is good for the show.
I like it when yeah. she gets Teresa drinks.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Get
so anyway,
poor boys
what
beer.
Kind of show is this? You were going to tell us
tell us an anecdote.
No, I had my ladies' day's doctor visit yesterday.
You're supposed to go to the doctor when you have that?
Man, I'm really
No,
good.
Not when you have it.
Oh,
but,
no.
Once
Natalie's
a year,
doing sound effects, which can never
your,
be good.
Your checkup. And so
oh, your checkup.
Checkup.
You had the...
For your hidey hole?
The Q-tip and the hoo-hoo.
Checkup.
Oh, man.
What?
My woman checkup.
Isn't that what they do? They put a Q-tip
I don't...
In.
I've never had one.
Yeah, me neither.
How, why
exactly
is it that I have?
Sure what they do.
That's what I want to know.
I'm very confused right now. One of you is kidding, I think.
It's Teresa. So is everything all right? How does...
So far, so good. I don't know. I haven't got the bad call, so I think we're okay.
There's a bad call? What?
Well, they'll give you a call regardless and let you know your results. So,
so what do they say? Your hoo-hoo's broken, or...?
Well, if we want to get serious about this.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to
yes,
get serious.
Sometimes it can be
but
broken.
I am curious. I am
no, they
genuinely
just
curious.
To make sure that you're not, like, that you don't have like, cervical cancer or anything
yeah.
like that.
Oh! So. Oh, so it is serious.
Well, if you want to bring it there, yeah, we'll bring it there.
Okay.
Serious, guys.
Can we talk in our serious voices?
Yeah.
Now?
This is it, right here.
This is very serious.
Cervical
but
cancer.
What was weird is, oh, thank you.
That's,
thank you,
that's
Natalie.
That's not very serious.
What?
Please talk seriously.
I am.
Did you see Up yet?
I have to do like the lying guy. Like, yes, I had seen Up.
In 3D.
So good.
Oh, face.
So good.
I didn't see it in 3D.
I did. And regular.
I don't. Here's the thing. I don't understand why every movie needs to be seen in 3D. It's never really that
what
good.
What movie needs to be seen in 3D?
All of the new, like, if it's animated, what else did they have? Yeah. Batman was in 3D.
That was cool. So you weren't impressed when I told you I may get a monitor that's in 3D to
no.
play video games?
I don't think 3D. 3D, to me.
3D is the future.
3D should stand for dumb, ditzy, and makes me sick.
Okay.
Is what it should stand for.
Ditzy doesn't really tie into any of your points.
Really?
And the third thing didn't even start with D.
I didn't think it need to because it was implied that there were three Ds.
You said it's...
That's how dumb 3D is. It's technically two Ds and an M.
Wait, how come we only fight when Teresa's on?
I don't know what I have effect on you guys. Why?
I don't know you're
like
speaking like a
like
Latino
Yoda.
Housemaid.
How many Oreos are you going to have tonight there, huh?
Maybe another.
Fat ass.
Look, I am bleeding, okay?
I thought you said you already had the lady days.
Probably bleeding somewhere.
Internally, externally, somewhere. Blood
Isn't
everywhere.
The whole process of living just a state of bleeding, really? Like you're bleeding from one organ to another?
This is
right on,
deep.
My friend. Another cookie.
Drink. She's drinking. She's drinking. Drinking. Drinking.
Drink. Teresa drinks a liter of water because she drank a liter in the first. Well, no, you had that for dinner too, huh? We had, delicious pizza from Little
Tony's. Thank you. Shout out
good.
To Little Tony's.
What? What? They don't give us anything.
Teresa, let's talk about your boyfriend.
Oh, wait.
Saved by the bell. Hope this is.
Thank you for calling the JK Show. You are live on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Christian.
Harold Rames.
We know it's you, Harold Ramis.
Is it Ramis or Rames?
Ramis. Christian, how many times have people told you that you sound like Harold Ramis?
No one has ever told me that I sound like him.
Really?
Nobody? But they've said you
Do
look
you
like
really
him?
I mean, is Harold Ramis like a memorable voice?
Totally.
So,
are you not playing Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters from 1989. So you remember the 20 years ago how he sounded?
No, the video game, dude. There's a video game on Xbox 360 that is awesome.
And PS3. Don't forget PS3.
Do you have a that's,
wait,
shout out for
why
PS3.
Is it that you play dumb on the it's a movie from 20 years ago, but then you know exactly everything about the game?
I'm just saying. People have told me I look like him, which I feel like is ridiculous.
Oh,
apparently,
man.
If you have glasses and are tall
no.
and have hair, you look like Harold Ramis.
That is everything about him.
You are doing an impression of him right now. Like, the dry, deeper tones, so spot on. The timing, the pacing.
our first celebrity guest should be Harold Ramis.
Yeah!
And we're going to Christian call in and see what happens when they talk to
second
each other.
Second celebrity guest. Second celebrity guest.
We have a first one?
Darren Carter, the party starter. Oh.
Well, that's pushing the word celebrity a little bit, don't you think?
I say it because he's my friend.
What are you doing right now, Christian Pitriani?
Oh, I'm actually in the middle of washing the cars.
Both of them at the same time?
The movie?
No, not possible. No, washing the, you know, like with water and stuff.
Is anybody else imagining Harold Ramis in a bikini?
Yes, I
rubbing
can't
his tatas on a Mazda of some kind.
With a ShamWow.
Can you say that the ectometer is off the charts?
The ectometer is off the charts.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty close.
That's pretty good.
No, it's not. It's not.
Hi, Christian.
Hi, Teresa. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Fine. I collect spores, mold, and fungus.
That's from Ghostbusters.
That?
I was like, where did that come from?
Did I ask you?
Yeah, exactly. In the meantime, did you stop washing your car and like go and find your Ghostbusters?
No, I stopped. I'm at the drying phase, and that's like the most boring part. So I'm just gonna let it air dry while I talk to you guys.
Christian washes his cars regularly. You're once a month, right? You wash your car by hand?
No, probably not.
trying to come up with talking points there. Pizza Ronnie.
We gotta call Constantine.
I should wash it once a month, but I don't.
How often do you wash it? Because I remember when we worked together, you were out there washing your car every afternoon for like an hour
and
a half. I couldn't find you.
Maybe not that long, but yeah, it did take a while. And it was because I think I had bought a brand new car around the time when we were working together. And I was really, you know, excited about it, and I loved washing it. And, you know, over the years, I got old and tired.
Got married and got a dog.
Yeah, so now I just wash it when they're really dirty or they have, like, you know, bird crap on them or whatever. So,
What was it like directing Year One with Jack Black and Michael Cera?
What was it like acting and directing Groundhog's Day, one of my favorite movies?
Okay.
Is he in there?
Yeah, I'm not going to know the answer to any of these questions.
Why not?
Where was he?
Were you drunk at the time?
No. I'm not Harold Ramis.
Yeah, but pretend you are because it's much more interesting.
Whoa.
Unless you'd be our second celebrity guest on the show.
Who's the first? Teresa Lubel.
Who is the first celebrity guest?
Darren Carter. The party starter.
So you put Darren Carter first before Harold Ramis?
No, when Harold Ramis gets on here, he would be number one.
He'd be the first.
Oh, great. Good for him.
But pseudo Harold Ramis
is second.
Is second. So come on.
You know what's running number one for not making it in the clip show right now? This whole episode.
So far.
Although Christian's questions, where did you come up with your questions? Were you expecting to call in, or were you trying to create voicemails with questions before that we actually accepted calls?
Yeah, the second one.
Okay.
I was actually hoping to call earlier. I was planning on doing it at work, but I was a little too embarrassed because it's really quiet today. So I didn't want to be like in the middle of dead silence, you know, starting off. hi, what is your favorite team, Chargers or Browns?
That'd be perfect. It would just continue the confusion.
Now, why would you think that Kevin would be mad at you for slipping a Post-it note under the door while he's dropping a deuce?
Oh, I didn't think he'd be mad at me. I thought it was hysterical.
You thought I was mad.
I didn't go, ooh, this is so naughty of me. I hope he doesn't get angry, and I slip it under. I just did it because it was very funny at the time.
Well, his telling of the story was also equally hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel like we're ignoring our guest here, Teresa.
That's
but
okay. I'm enjoying listening.
They always should try subscribing, bitch.
Whoa.
Because it's more of this. Yeah. More of this.
Like this.
It's like, it's just
except
like
you
this.
Don't talk. Just like this.
Christian, do you have any anecdotes with Teresa Lubley? Because we all went to college together.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah, you've got to have some good dirt on her. Come on, turn the tides.
Um,
you can't go.
Well, does
Teresa have any good anecdotes of me?
You want to do a secret swapper.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
No, I'm sure there's a few in there somewhere. Like, you know, we shared a lot of good memories working on an independent feature film called Intentions.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Yes. We were wafters.
Yeah.
Wafters?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It sounds like a porn.
Well, it was a little
bit. What's a wafter in porn?
Intentions? Oh, I'm thinking of fluffer. Never mind. Go ahead.
It was like a fluffer.
Really? But you and Christian both?
Yeah.
Who did you waft?
We waft. No, we just wafted smoke. We weren't actually touching people's things.
Like their purses and keys?
Yeah.
So what is it? What is the anecdote from this? Who is it? Who was there a famous person in this Intentions?
Ooh,
Harold Ramis.
No one famous. No,
Harold Ramis was wafting.
I ended up being in it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you were so lucky. I was in it on a little scooter. That was my only cameo. But Teresa, whoa.
I've never actually seen it. I've never seen the
Christian. Do you ever look at anything that you participate in? Well, you don't watch your damn clip shows that pay your rent. I realize we don't pay you, but we feed you on this damn show.
That's true.
Your own academic and like endeavors you don't even participate in.
Have you ever seen that clip where you and Jeff Fennell kiss?
No, but I get reminded of it frequently.
Were you involved in that, Christian, when Jeff Fennell and Teresa Lubeli kissed?
I don't remember that scene.
Yeah, no.
Does that exist anywhere? Can we get that somewhere?
No, it wasn't filmed.
Oh, it was,
it was in the class, right? Live on stage.
Acting for the camera, right, is what it was?
No, it wasn't even acting for the camera.
Acting for the eyes.
It's intermediate acting with Amy Glazer.
Oh. And you had to kiss an intermediate? That seems like an advanced move.
It was advanced. For Jeff.
No, trust me. It was intermediate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mediocre acting?
Yeah.
That's good. Good.
Yeah.
Delightful.
You know what? One of my favorite memories of Christian is him rattling off a monologue from one of his favorite movies, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Ooh, do it for us now.
Can we hear that?
And it was like shocking for me. I had no idea Christian had it in him. And that was one of my favorite memories, I think, of Christian.
Yeah. Christian, you can act?
No, but I can act like I'm acting.
Oh,
that's advanced.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You
probably make
you act like
Teresa.
You're kissing Jeff Fennell right now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, if you can't do that, then let's hear the Trains, Planes, and Automobiles monologue.
Do the monologue.
Oh, my. Is it against the law? Will it be copyrighted?
No, we don't
free.
Make money off of this. We can do whatever. And if we aren't supposed to that, then we're just ignorant and we do it for...
I don't think they're going to care. We play more illegal music.
Strong chance there's nobody listening at this point.
Yeah, I've already turned
what?
Out.
No,
not because
terrible.
Of you. It's because of dead weight over here.
Whoa, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah, he's not very good. He doesn't even know he's talking about himself.
Well, let me see if I can. You know, it's been a long time since I've done it, but let's see if I can. Whew. All right.
He's
here goes.
On
ready?
Oh. Go.
Go.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, this is the part of Steve Martin, by the way, in the scene where, like he's just had enough of John Candy at some point in the movie.
By that, you mean the hour and a half of the movie.
Yeah, well, you know, he reaches boiling point. Okay, so it's like this. You're no saint. You got a free cab, you got a free room, and someone who will listen to your boring stories. Didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag? Didn't I give you some sort of clue, like maybe this guy isn't enjoying it? You know, not everything is an anecdote, you know. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally. You know, I could go to any insurance seminar. For days, I could sit there and listen to go on and on about anything. And you know what they'd say? They'd say, how can you stand it? And I'd say, I've been with Del Griffiths. I can take anything. You know, it's like you're a chatty Cathy doll. You know, you have a string on your chest that you pull out and snap back to make you talk. Except I wouldn't be the one who pulls it out to snap it back. You would. Yak, yak, yak. Oh, and by the way, here's an idea. When you're telling these little stories of yours, have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener. There, that's it. It's not, you know...
Yay! Gosh, that kind of sums up our show, really.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like,
you sure this was in the movie? Because I feel like you could just be noting us.
That sounds like one of our reviews on iTunes.
You have a story. Here's the point. Have a point. That's a good idea. We should throw that over to R&D.
No point in listening.
Wow. Christian Pizzarani, yay!
Do you listen to our show, Christian?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wait, no, you're not leaving. Okay, do you have a favorite part of our show, or do you not listen?
Both. No.
This and
Ramus is hilarious.
Okay. He collects mold.
No. I listen to your show all the time, and we listen to the whole... I mean, really, I guess I've only listened to the first one.
All the time.
But
the first one over and over.
Yeah, but I put it on repeat because I like it a lot. I like when you guys talk about stuff that I remember. You know, I mean, it is just a personal thing, I guess. You know, I can't really... I mean, what's funny is, when I was listening to it, it was like you guys were sitting in my living room, and I was just overhearing your conversation, and it was really bizarre. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that, or like, oh, I remember that person. So that's kind of fun.
Nice. I like when people talk about the show, because whenever they say it's like people hang out with us now that listen to the show, we'll say, oh, it's like listening to the podcast.
Yeah, people that you just meet that introduced from our church, they're like, oh.
And they see him and I together for the first time. Oh, this is like listening to the podcast.
Oh, that's weird.
Which basically means that when you say it's like having me in, you're listening from the other room, that means it's exactly what, you could be sitting in my living room experiencing the same thing without the drive. There's no 8-hour drive for you to get to Los Angeles.
That's how I feel when I'm here doing the podcast. I always feel like I'm just here listening to you guys talk.
It's because you are. You actually have headphones on your head, so you can hear us.
I want to point something out to you. The way that Christian said it, it was a compliment.
What?
The way that you said it was an insult.
Wait. What?
Yeah. So you said it. It's like because you're a guest. You're you're part. It's a trio now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Instead of just Kevin.
You are our favorite guest.
Yeah.
Wow. That's sweet.
It's true.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we say yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. High five it.
Oh, now she's blushing. She went from rude to no attitude in 2 seconds.
I don't know what you mean. I was trying to. I'm just.
Your mic's off. We're done with
Christian.
It.
Who's your favorite football team? The Browns or the Chargers?
Or the Broncos?
Niners. How
nice.
About that?
Good choice. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
And how much water do you drink while you listen to our show?
Zero.
You should hydrate.
How much water do you use while listening to the show?
He just flushes the toilet the entire time he's listening.
Or washes his car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Hello. Nice callback there, Lou.
Did Teresa answer my question on the air?
Yes, you should.
Okay, good. Don't tell me. I want to listen, live.
I'm not so much of a rookie that I would repeat what just happened in the show, Christian. I know.
She's 5 foot.
Dead weight.
I sort of had an inkling that Kevin might, spoil it.
He knows me. We're friends. Yeah. You know I married him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
When he says married, it means you brought his wife and him together.
Yeah, I married his wife, too.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
We're having this argument. No, I married your wife, and I married you.
Wouldn't it be great if he's trying to interject that, no, we got married at a courthouse, and then we just told you that you married us.
Everybody showed up. We had the whole wedding just to make you happy.
A little Lord of the Rings joke.
That was Christian's joke. But you said
it. That was a really good joke.
See? Christian's a fan of his own jokes.
You have to say the joke. I was there.
I was when Jason, his best friend Jason, gave me the ring rather. I asked for it. Jason's a little man, maybe 4'1".
Oh. He's not a midget.
He has more gray hair than my grandmother.
Only in one part of his head.
He's just as nice too. What a surly
your grandma's mean.
I know.
And crazy. Yeah.
Ding ding ding. Oh, Jason, all you can eat Salazar. We need to get that guy on here. When he handed me the ring, I said, thank you, Frodo, which was Christian's joke, and it was probably one of the biggest jokes out of the whole wedding.
Oh,
that hit.
Yeah, the audience erupted with laughter.
That was pretty good.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to think Kevin, of
the or Christian is good with the, many people may not listen or know this more than listen. Mm. Many people are not listening right now.
Many. Most, actually, are not listening.
In the world. I wonder what the percentage is of the world population.
Probably half of less than 0.01%.
A little over 400 is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I want to figure out
400
what is,
over 6 billion. Can you do the math, Christian, while Justin tells this story?
Yeah. Christian is actually responsible for the audio of my CD. Comedy CD and the video, and he did all of the beautiful menu design where it has the clips come out and all that stuff, and he is also going to be involved in the taping of my new one November 4th at Rooster Teeth Feathers.
Nice name dropping.
Thank you. And we're upping the technological stuff.
It's going to be in 3D, which stands for dumb, ditzy, and a waste of your time.
No, it makes me sick.
No waste of your time. 3D.
Although it would be kind of funny if we could do it in 3D and sell glasses with it.
Oh, that's cool. Is that possible, Christian?
He's still doing math.
Dennis can make that happen.
We're going to do it with a three-camera shoot, though.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So excited. Yeah. Very, very excited.
Yay!
It's going to be like a sitcom.
Yes.
What was the number of percentage of people in the world listening to our podcast? 4%
Big percentage.
400 out of okay.
Maybe we're doing better than we thought.
I shouldn't complain so hard. Christian also built my computer at home.
Oh,
he's built the past two actually.
He helped me decide which TV to buy when I bought this new TV.
That's right. Yeah, he helped me pick up my GPS.
Oh, what have I done for Teresa?
Yeah, what have you done?
That's
for
what
Teresa?
I was thinking. What have you done for me?
He helped waft you.
No, we wafted others together.
Well, he shared in your wafting.
We were a wafting team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what have you done for me, Christian?
You know, Teresa, I was going to ask you a question. I remember when I first met you, your car was named Stuart?
Yes.
What is the name of your current car?
I didn't name my current car.
Oh.
Now, is that because you don't like this car or because you become less interesting?
A little bit of both.
All of a sudden you get behind the camera and you're involved in these wacky clip shows on TV.
Clip shows. It's like the best of talk soup. My car is a green, but it's kind of a girly green, and I can't decide if it's a man or a woman.
Whereas Stuart was a big old
pickup truck, and that was definitely all man.
But see, all vehicles are women. That's
not my Stuart. He was male.
Mm. He was a mini pickup. And like, wasn't he like light blue or something? Or
no,
white?
He was dark blue. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, you've had a lot of vehicles, though.
Don't insult him.
Whoa. You've also had a lot of jobs.
What did you do with Stuart?
Some old lady hit me in a minivan.
And crushed him?
And crushed him.
And killed him?
He was totaled.
He was totaled.
He was totaled.
Didn't Christian buy that car?
Christian buy my truck?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought that's what we were talking
about. Did you, Christian? Maybe, from the junkyard?
What?
Yeah, what have you done for me lately? Christian made me a, is it pin art or the, what is it called? Scratch board?
Scratch its neck.
Oh, yeah.
He made me a scratch board.
Evelyn did.
No, Christian made me a scratch board of Police Chief Wiggum and Ralphie one time for my birthday.
Aww.
Years back.
Wait, who were they again?
Police Chief Wiggum and
Ralph Simpson.
Oh.
Those are old characters.
I don't remember doing that.
Wow. Don't even remember the one thing you
hold
did
on,
do.
Hold on. When he asked you who they were, you should have seen Christian, the look on her face. She about crapped her pants right here because she thought she'd forgotten the one thing that you had done for her. Like, she was like,
I was like, what did but I say? I, how did you not recognize I, Police Chief Wiggum?
I have forgotten.
Thanks for nothing.
I mean, that is something I do. I used to like doing the scratch board a lot, but wow, I don't remember doing that one.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
All right, could you take a picture of it and like send it to me? Because I would love to see what it looks like.
Well, I may not have it after this evening anymore. So
no, here's the thing.
I'll see what I can do.
I think that Christian asked that question because he knew that you probably didn't have it, or that maybe he thought you were making all of this up, and he was trying to be polite for our listeners to not make you look like a total bitch and be like, I never did any of this.
Wow.
Is that true?
No comment.
Poor Teresa. She's getting it all over the place now.
Why do I come here?
For the pizza. Clearly not for the wine that you don't bring.
For the tequila that I'm lacking in.
Christian Pizzerati.
Yay! All right, Christian. We'll let you go back to drying your cars. We didn't steal up too much of your time, did we?
No. It's still daylight, so I'm going to go finish washing the other
one. It is still daylight at 8:24. Man, I love it.
Yeah.
Love summer. All right, I'll call you later tonight.
Santa Clara checking in at 72 degrees, 8:25. We got a big old long block of play coming up.
Take on
Flaming Moes. All right, Christian, bye. We'll talk to you later.
I'm leaving.
Okay, bye.
Bam! You just turned that boy off.
What, I can't hang up on him?
No, I know. I love it. I'm going to call in. I want you to hang up on me.
You have.
That's true. Ring, 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 ring. We're improvising. Ring, 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 ring.
It's just Kevin. I'll just let it go to voicemail.
I hope he picks up the phone and doesn't send me to voicemail. Ring, 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 ring.
Hold on. Let me push this button.
Ring, 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 ring.
Send it to voicemail.
Ring, ring, ring.
Please do.
I'm
going
to push this button to auto turn off his voicemail. Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, crap. He's auto turning off my voicemail, Teresa. He does this almost every.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hey,
Jason, will you hold this phone? Ow! You really hit me. Ow. Hold this phone. I have to go over and hit Justin now.
Why? I didn't send her to hit you.
No, it's true.
I felt it.
Don't touch me ever again.
The touch of death.
No, Mom! Participate the touch of death on me. It's all about the old Simpsons references with you, isn't it, Lou Black?
That's the only thing she watches.
That's the only thing I know.
It's my whole world. Justin drank.
I drank. We went to see Star Trek, and again, with your lackadaisical involvement in this show, you called in on the day that you were going to see Star Trek.
Yeah!
And they asked you said, please give us your review of Star Trek.
And you never did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, when you go to your job, do they ask you to do things? And then you say, I'm going to do things, and then you just don't do them? Is that how?
I'm sorry. You know what?
She didn't
forgot.
Answer that question.
Uh-huh.
And... no follow-up from the JK show,
listen, let me first tell you, I have a wife, all right?
Yeah.
So I'm hip to your little feminine game of trying to turn this crap back on me. Because I said, Teresa, after the movie, please call in to the show and leave us a voicemail with your review for the show. Can you do that? You said, yes, Justin. Not only can I, but I will.
I don't think.
And then you say
we can play it. You know
why?
Because it was
long,
recorded.
Live long and prosper is what you said at the very end. So how is it that you keep this job? that you don't do.
I'm really not sure.
You don't do. Do you?
I actually forget. Like my own employees that I am in charge of will say, I can't come in tomorrow. I have an appointment. I'm like, okay. And then next morning, I'm like, where the hell are they? And they're like, I told you yesterday, and then, you know, earlier this week that I'd be gone. I'm like, really? I should really write that down. All right, we're cool.
Look what I found playing with the power switch.
You found a baby. Oh, he likes microphones.
No, you know what I'm talking about. He was about to hit the power off to everything sitting over here.
That's perfect. Awesome. Thanks, dear. Appreciate it.
That's awesome.
It would have been awesome because it would have gone silent for a second and a half or whatever long it took me, because I would have heard it. We all would have heard it go quiet or whatever.
I'll just hold on to this baby.
Yeah, just like his mother. He's perfect off of the show. Very interesting. But then the minute you give him the opportunity to get on it,
and then he just interest level
shuts down entirely. Let's see what happens when he listens. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do
do do do do
Yeah.
Teresa, tell another funny anecdote.
The crickets are my favorite.
I want to go play with the power cord, she said. That woman.
We were going to talk about her man. That's what we're
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask before.
So how did you meet?
We met on eHarmony.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We might do a commercial.
That means you have to get married, though.
Well, maybe if down the line, we might do a commercial.
You met in a commercial, or you went to do a commercial?
No. You know those eHarmony commercials? Yeah. We were signed up.
Why is my microphone so wet?
Because he just licked it, probably?
On it.
That's right. I remember that.
So you met through eHarmony.
Yes.
And then, how long have you guys been...
seeing each other?
Sure, whatever it's called now. I don't know. And
he hasn't dated since the 90s. Yeah. So let's just be clear.
The late 90s.
Okay.
But the 90s, nevertheless.
Whatever.
Whatever. It was 97 when you were dating. You got engaged.
I said whatever like it was my name. Whatever. I wish my name was whatever.
Whatever.
Let's call this show whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, dude.
No, it's so 90s. This is why you're not dating anymore. You're stuck in the 90s.
That's what I would say to chicks when I wanted to break up. Whatever, dude.
It's true. That worked out really well in high school.
Right? Except for this one. Didn't get the hint.
She made you a baby instead. And a pizza. So you met on eHarmony.
So you're seeing each other. Now, when you say seeing each other, does that mean that you also are allowed to look at other people? Or what is your spectrum of vision when one is seeing someone?
He's considered my boyfriend, so I don't. He doesn't see anybody else.
Do you? He doesn't. But do you have anybody like in your peripheral that you could see?
No, I don't think so.
Is that what they
call
it?
Maybe we should talk
about that. Don't check it in with me. Talk to him. Stop looking at me like I can save you.
Wait, is Kevin the guy you found on eHarmony?
Because he does have a girlfriend.
It's true.
She's been on the show. You probably have heard it.
There. That's right. Good. Now you got it.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Angels are dying.
Oh. Up top. I don't know what just happened. Is it because I hit it right on the right time?
Yeah.
Oh, because I mess up every time.
Yeah, you want to do the wrong one, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not seeing anybody. He's not seeing anybody.
Right. We've been a couple for about 6 months now.
Really? That long?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you guys have been dating shorter
than
that.
Since December.
So what's the next step? And when does that happen in today's dating world?
Has he taken you to Tiffany's and been like, do you like cubic zirconium? That's a lady joke. They think that's hilarious. See how hard she laughed?
I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore.
We're enjoying each other and getting to know each other. Still,
when you're saying enjoying and getting to know each other, what does that mean? Does that mean heavy petting? Does that mean...
Do you go to the petting zoo?
Yeah.
We have yet to go to the petting zoo.
Do you want to go? They got goats there.
What kind of animals? Yeah, I want to know what kind of animals are at the petting zoo.
Don't look goats? At me. Kevin seems to know
I've
all
got
about
goats
the petting
and ostriches.
Zoo.
What kind of animals are at your petting zoo, Kevin?
Goats and ostriches. Goats sometimes elephants. All the time dogs.
All the time. That's not much of a zoo.
Sounds like a park.
Yeah. It's a park.
a park with ostriches and elephants?
Well, they're statues.
Are they plastic?
They are.
Right on?
Yeah.
The kids go around a little circle.
But there's this claw thing that you can walk and control, and you dig holes in the sand, but it's only the same hole you can keep digging.
You're not dating. You're on a play date. That's what you're doing.
Yes. That's not the same thing? This
no.
is the radio playground, what? Isn't it?
We could try that name. I'll change the name of it. Well, no.
You know we want to call it Radio Playground.
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah, what do you think of that name?
Why would she know that?
Because she doesn't listen to the podcast.
I'm asking the question, dude.
I talked to her, dude. Listen, whatever. WED. I've talked to you in person. We've had conversations.
Yes.
Your boyfriend talked about mashed potatoes, and I think he was flirting with me.
He talked about mashed potatoes?
He's bi? Yeah. I think so. He was really kind of flirty. It was sweet in kind of an unsettling way.
I don't think he was.
Okay, well, I was just throwing that out there in jest to see what came back. Now I know.
Are you saying that because you know he's not bisexual, or you know that Kevin isn't his type?
A little bit of both, actually.
Okay. All right.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. That's
so
also
Kevin
a Simpsons reference.
Isn't his type because he has a penis?
Yes.
Or is it the beard that's off-putting? Because a lot of the gays don't like beards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, they like beards as in chicks that are into them. That's a good beard for them, but the scruffiness of the beard. I've heard. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Let's get him on the phone. Tell him to call.
Him.
Tell him to call.
Him.
What's his number?
He's actually working.
Oh, what does he do?
Can we know?
He works at Disney.
Oh.
In Burbank. So right over by your old high school.
Yes, across the street from it, actually.
Did you go to high school together?
Where Disneyland was going to be.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes, it was supposed to be where Disneyland was going
to
be. What
did
was your
go to high school together?
No.
But you could have, right? He's like he, 6 years younger than you?
Yeah.
6 years younger?
No, he's actually...
he's younger.
Really?
He's younger than
me. He's 2 years younger.
You're robbing the cradle?
Yes, he is 2 years, not six.
That's creepy, Teresa.
I know it is.
When you were in kindergarten, he was like 3 years old. That's disgusting.
No. Yeah, I judge you.
How dare you?
You're a freshman in high school. He's in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
I think seventh.
When you're 50, he'll be 44. That's so gross.
2 years, Kevin.
I think actually you're going the wrong way. What? Even if you do 2 year math, it's not so weird when they get old.
Yeah, no, it's okay. When you're retired, he'll be like 63.
That's also true, though. You'll be collecting on your Roth IRA, mm-hmm. and he'll have to wait 2 more years.
Yeah.
Than
you. You'll be able to run for public office, and he won't be able to rent a car. Oh, that's so jacked up.
Have you thought of that?
Like, so gross.
Can he rent a car?
Yeah.
Yes, he can rent a car.
Why are you getting so defensive? Do you love this guy? Yeah. Is that what's going on?
When you were 2 years old, he was just in a womb. Ah.
Now that's awkward.
That's weird.
Because you were like, yeah. That belly looks really hot. That fat bitch is hot. Oh, my God.
That's his mother.
I would like to hit that.
That's his mother.
He's a son of a bitch.
Oh, where's the rim shot? There's the rim.
There it is. That's the shocker we call it, Teresa. Does he know what the shocker is, or is he too young?
I don't even know what the shocker is. I think I'm too young. Ew.
Oh, too soon. Moment of silence. Moment of silence.
I didn't know that Ed McMahon was known for saying "Hey, oh."
Hey, you say it all the time.
I'd say because I thought I was known for saying.
No, it's that. And
now we're warming up. Here we are. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Can we just start when Christian called in? That'll be the beginning of the podcast. We can wrap everything up. No, I'm kidding.
Time to kill out.
We'll just talk for a while. We're ready to go now. Let's just ask Teresa more personal questions.
I know. This is fun.
You where's your
fun?
Twin sister?
In my belly.
That's what I was saying with her infatuation with him as a baby. But right. Maybe it's because she wanted to eat him.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is that why you went younger?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Because you want to eat him?
You know what's funny is I'll ask him questions. I'll say, like, we'll hear a song on the radio, like Pearl Jam, and I'll look at him, and I know it reminds me of high school, so I'll be like, does this remind you of junior high?
Nice.
And he'll say, well, it kind of reminds you of kindergarten.
Oh, adorable. This picture I just took is also indicative of the body language you're sending us right now. Your arms fully crossed.
My arms have been crossed this whole show.
No, that's not true.
Her arms are crossed every show. Look back at the pictures.
Oh, booyah!
Hey-o!
What? Oh. Too soon?
Did Ed McMahon say booyah too?
Boom! That just happened, right?
Was that him too?
Yeah, I think so. He also said dynamite and what you talk about, Willis, and I'm Rodney King. And can we all go to the moon for some giant steps? I think he also said messages in a bottle and 4 score and more rum, please. I regret everything.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
He also said, touch the Muppet Baby.
I regret everything.
So loud, it hurts.
I'm sorry. That's me having to plug it. I didn't spend a ton of time on it.
I spent a day on the podcast, but not a good day. Like, most of the time, I'm in the tub.
When I say day, I'm also a stay-at-home father. So when I say day, I mean 15 minutes. Because that's what I have.
Would Jeremy be a good stay-at-home father?
Who's Jeremy? Shoots?
Isn't that his name?
Oh, his name.
Yeah, I was like, you had me for a second.
I thought she was dating Jeremy Schutz.
That'd be awkward.
Am I?
I don't know. Last time you were, when you were on the show, you kept hitting on him.
That answer the question.
Right. What was the question?
Will he be a good stay-at-home father?
Would he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Will you guys want to adopt?
Well, he works at Disney. Is it creepy that he's a grown man working at Disney? Like, is he too into kids, maybe?
Do you think your honeymoon would be in Maui or Kauai?
Or Disney World.
Oh, probably Disney World.
Yeah,
huh?
If he works at Disneyland, he's going to be like, well, I get a discount here, babe.
Will you do a beach wedding and a reception at Comedy Sports, or maybe something in the woods?
No. I would go with the Prior. It's classy.
That's what all the noblemen do.
Yep.
Will you wear white?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's great. We don't even have to ever talk.
They got to the petting zoo.
We should do every show where we pretend Teresa's
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Her mic's just off, folks. We're just going to talk about Teresa for
touch
a little
the Muppet Baby.
That's all we have to do once in a while.
Hey, Teresa, what'd you do today?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
Hey, what do you want to do later?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
What's your favorite movie by Jim Henson?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
I love that movie.
What's your favorite thing that your boyfriend does to you?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
I don't get it. I regret everything. Play that.
I regret everything.
You know, I noticed as Natalie just walked by and said whatever she said, you didn't even set her microphone up tonight. Like, you didn't even let it happen.
Well, we have three guests.
I know, I'm just saying it was smart.
Oh, okay.
It was good. It was good.
Oh, that's good times.
Answer our questions.
I decline to answer. He will never be on this show ever.
No, why? He will be on the show. After you guys get married, he'll want to be on.
Yeah, he'll have to be.
Let's place bets on when they're going to get married.
I think it's fun.
Okay, let's say engagement
fun.
By birthday, I'd say. No. By,
her birthday this year?
Yeah, which is
November 9th.
December.
I hate you both.
Okay. My money is he can't listen to this podcast now. My money is that he'll propose on her birthday and they'll be married by June of 2010.
Maybe we should have him listen and then he can pick which one of these he likes best.
Okay, what's your vote?
Who do you think he's going to get along with more? Oh, yeah. I'll do this first. Yeah. So if you're going with birthday of 2010?
Yeah.
I'm going.
No, birthday this year, married June 2010.
Negative.
When
you don't vote.
When was your first date?
December 17th.
See?
Of 2008?
2009. 2008.
Yeah, math is hard.
See, I'm going to go with...
Our first date was in the future.
Listen, Sassafras.
No, she's making fun of me.
Yes.
Listen, but she's looking at me when she does it.
My body
and it's an audio show, and I have to react.
That's true. How's that for a reaction? Stop all button doesn't work.
Is this the song that plays in your head when he comes into the bedroom? I'll play it again just so you can hear the whole thing.
How did you know?
Is it Europe?
The final countdowns.
Is that what it is?
Indiana Jones?
Huh?
Is that from Indiana Jones?
No, I don't know. It's from Bob Vandenberg's collection that I've had that he gave me to King on just in case I ever needed it for something for him. And I think I'm using it for me now.
That makes the blue team 15-0.
I was going to ask, is that the sound that you play in your head after he leaves the bedroom? Or is it more like... It is? It's yay? So 6 months and you're already sexually active. I think you're right. I think I'm going to go with early proposal.
I did not say
he doesn't
birthday.
Mess around.
But you have to name a date. I've said her birthday December 1st.
I think he's going to go with I think he's going to go with anniversary of their first date.
Has he
met your parents yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had turkey.
This is a shoe-in.
Yeah, this is in.
I want to say birthday by 2000 or anniversary of
this year.
First date.
So December.
2010.
Okay, and then wedding.
Wedding to be the following year,
June. You're saying anniversary 2010.
Of your first, no, yeah. Anniversary 2009. This year.
No, he's saying 2010.
No, I'm saying 2010.
So 2 year anniversary of their first date?
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough time. I mean, that's too much time.
Too much time?
Too much time. This is a 9-month engagement.
I was with my wife for 4 years.
You were children.
Oh,
Teresa,
that's a good point.
Teresa is 2 years older than Jeremy.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to move as fast as she wants. Yeah. And she's already not interested in him proposing in 2 years. She's just not that into him.
That might be true.
That's not true.
Oh, well,
then why don't you want to marry him?
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't see it happening that fast.
No.
Touch the Muppet Baby. We are not there yet.
Yeah, when he asks,
you're not there yet.
We're not there.
But when he asks you, you would say
you'll be there.
If for whatever reason he called into this show right now and said, "What if he did do it on?"
I know
show?
That'd be great.
Wait, when's the anniversary of your first date? What date?
Not till December.
December 17th.
17th.
Oh, okay. See, you know the date of your first date.
Here's how we know.
It's November 1st.
Here's how
birthday.
I know that I'm going to win.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Turn off her mic. She can't hear.
Oh.
No, I can still hear you guys if you turn off my mic.
No, no, no. Shh. We're going to turn off your mic.
I turn. Oh, wait. No, that just turned down her and everybody's headphones.
Oh, it's the same thing.
I can't. Oh,
good one.
Well, you couldn't hear me. All right, so here's
I also can still hear you whispering.
Shh.
In front of me.
Just put your hand in front of the mic.
Okay.
She's so retarded. She can't even tell. I know. Do you see what she's wearing today?
That's not funny.
I don't know.
I can't hear you.
Okay. What are you saying?
I'm saying
move the mic away from your face so I can see your lips.
I'm saying that if we book her as a guest on the anniversary of their first date,
December,
and then she says she can't do it, that's how we know it's gonna happen.
Right. I think no matter what though, she's gonna want to date him on the anniversary of their first date.
No, she won't think of it. See how long she just had to think before she could decide?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe, look at what she's wearing.
Maybe this is what Joseph Barkley was talking
about. What's wrong with what
I'm
wearing?
When he had to tweak the volume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you guys whisper on every podcast?
No, just the ones.
Just the ones that I've been on? Yeah. Okay, sorry, continue.
We're thinking about calling it the Whispercast, but don't pay attention to us, all right? Go bake some cookies or something.
Oh, okay. Make some cookies.
Is he good looking?
He's a good looking guy.
Really?
Yeah, he's good. He's tall. He's really nice. He's very funny.
Do you think she went younger because she thinks his body will last longer?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what I was betting on.
Wow, that's random. She would say that right there.
Who is she talking to?
She's like Natalie now.
But she's ready to get married.
See, this is what I'm saying. She's not getting any younger. Okay, let's bring her back in.
Whoa. I'm amazed that I come back.
Me too. How's that cookie working for you?
Delicious.
Well, how many cookies is that?
I'm bleeding inside.
We need to have your roommate on, Cecilia, because she'll give us the real scoop about him and you and her and mostly you.
I don't think she knows much.
Cecilia, or just about them? Or Cecilia's a sharp cookie.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's not. I'm just saying that Teresa doesn't seem like the kind of chick who comes home and goes, "Oh my God, what he did
today." They do. They do.
He was looking at flowers and telling me how pretty they are.
You do that, though.
Is that cute or what?
They do this.
If Teresa was that kind of girl, I would not have conversations with her about her hoo-hoo, because then that to me would imply.
She can be both.
No. She's amazing.
Let's bring her back in. Teresa?
Yeah.
She's drinking water. Drinking water. When you come home and talk to Cecilia, do you talk about your feelings?
We don't really talk about our feelings, but she's also not the type of girl that would talk about her feelings.
Really? That surprises me.
So what are you? So you're two girls who live in an apartment together.
Who are dead inside.
It's all that internal bleeding.
You don't talk to each other.
No, we talk to each other. But it's more of like, this happened today. Oh, okay.
Facts, no emotions.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
So you're like dudes.
Well, I think I'm a little more emotional than she is.
Yeah, I believe that. When we were going to drink against Jack, the mechanic.
Yeah, we were going to have Cecilia.
Cecilia was my ringer. Cecilia and Darren, I was like, I will bring those two around.
Yeah, she's a good one.
She can drink.
She can. She really can.
She's amazing.
I wish everybody could see the looks on your faces right now. Because
have you?
Like, this may sound like a bit, but like, you guys are playing it like, no, like, she could have gone pro.
Yeah.
If there was an Olympic event in drinking,
dude,
Cecilia would be
the one.
Yeah.
She would be like our Michael Phelps.
I don't know how she does it. She converts it into steam or something. And just
some kind of energy. Yeah. I don't know where she puts it.
She's a hybrid drinker.
She can drink. She can drink and stay awake.
Yeah.
For days.
Remember the time she ran into the middle of the street?
She could stay
away. They had to chase her down.
I thought she was kidding, and then when I pinned her up against the wall and she looked through me, I realized, no, she's drunk.
You know what I just realized? We didn't get your pick for what date you think he'll propose to.
Yeah, yeah. So Miss Nafe.
So I have December 17, 2010.
I have
Kevin
your birthday,
has November 9th, 2009.
I hate you both. I don't have a date. I don't have a date.
It's not fun for you?
No, this is not fun
for me. Why?
We'll ask off the air. Natalie, what do you think?
No, I want to know why is this not...
Yeah.
Is he like
Natalie wants to know. He's very sweet. Yes, he's a great guy.
Very sweet.
He's funny and sharp.
He's a very good guy.
2011?
That's not romantic if you propose on Valentine's Day.
That's a long time.
Is that what the girls want?
I don't know.
Wait, that's not Valentine's Day. February 11th is not Valentine's Day.
She said February 14th.
Oh, did you say 14th?
She said February 14th, 2011.
I went super romantic. I bought the ring on Valentine's Day.
But didn't tell her.
But didn't tell her. And then I proposed to her on our anniversary.
On your anniversary.
That's
okay.
why I went with anniversary. Yeah. You go with what you know, Lubali.
See, I go with birthday because it's the best gift you'll ever
no,
get.
No, no. Never on a birthday.
Yeah, because then every time she has a birthday, like Christmas is,
you
I think, the one
that.
That's kind of chic. You know what I mean? But yeah, every time she has a birthday, it's going to be like, oh, and then what if they don't really get married or then they get divorced and... That's a good
plan. You shouldn't
yeah.
be planning that.
What?
You, what your proposal is not, you're not planning an exit strategy.
I did. I figured July 8th, that's further, I mean, 4th of July, I set up some fireworks when I get divorced. I'm like, ah, the bitch is gone, ding, beep, 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 beep.
Jacob's out there crying.
In his, this is in the his day that both of our lives got better, kid.
And his beer.
Get daddy another, what was the name of that?
Natty Lights.
Natty Lights. Because it reminds me of your mother. It tastes like her too.
The show's over when just breaks itself out.
We don't have to end it now.
No, it's all right. Over. Teresa, do you have any shout-outs? What's your show that we should all watch? Recreation Nation?
Recreation Nation. Watch Untamed and Uncut on Animal Planet.
Oh, it's a real show. They blow the stuff up. Friends of mine work on
and
it.
Untamed and Uncut?
Untamed and Uncut on
and
Animal
Planet.
And
that's a clip show about uncircumcised animals.
Yes.
Hey-oh!
Hey-oh!
I'm bringing it. Anything else?
No, that's all I got right now.
Untamed and Uncut.
I'm on Xbox Live. You can find me at December 21. That's my gamer tag.
I'm Justin Comedy. That's we can fun. Play some Gears yeah. of War, some Ghostbusters, NASCAR. I would love to run some NASCAR.
Call of
races.
Duty 4 World of Warfare.
I don't have that. Yeah,
you don't have that?
No.
Gears of War, we got that.
Yeah.
This is a gamer show. We're in the gamer.
Ugh.
People think that you're a sexy gamer girl.
Does your man play video games?
No.
Boo! He's out.
Yeah, that's
never
I'm
mind.
Gonna take my date away because it's never gonna happen.
I don't want to ever see him.
As soon as he meets us, we're gonna throw him out of
yeah,
here.
Or like, how do you hold a controller? Huh? Huh? How do you hold it? Up down left A B start? What?
If I give him an Xbox controller and he looks at me like I'm dumb, I'm gonna go get the hell out of my house,
yeah,
faggot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I'm gonna stand behind him and squat down on my knees and then you're gonna push him. He's gonna fall down the stairs and he's gonna crack his skull and he's gonna start bleeding. We're all gonna be like, it's funny, and then we're gonna. Realize is really bleeding, but
and that's
it won't
when
get
the
funny.
Ring will fall out of his pocket. And yeah. He'll realize that was the day,
and it'll be December 11th, the year of our Lord.
And
never
then we'll
forget.
Give him some cookies.
Yay!
With the blood loss.
Nice.
All right, thanks it's for listening, plasma. Guys. It's been the JK Show.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye,
thank
Harold Reese.
Ease the seat back.